Hi, good morning. Welcome to another edition of the Digital Digest. And today we have a special guest with us for our Woman Crush Wednesday installation, Mrs. Rain Pryor. What is the new last name?
Rain Pryor Vane.
Pryor Vane. So,
like a weather vane. Yep.
Awesome. And congratulations, Mrs. Vane. Thank you so much for sharing your happiness and your joy with the world and
Yes.
your social media followers. You look so amazingly happy. You literally look like you were glowing. It was just like
Aww.
that energy was instantly transferred to my cheeks. So thank you for sharing your happiness with us.
Of
And
course, my joy for you
yeah.
all.
And with I, you know, without saying, with no further ado, just because of who you are, I wouldn't want to misspeak or, speak out of turn. So would you introduce yourself to the listeners and followers of the Digital Digest?
My name is Rain Pryor. I'm an actress and a author, writer, television writer, and great manifester.
Yes.
Oh, awesome mom and wife. Yes, can't forget
Awesome. Yes.
that.
Hashtag mom squad. So
Right.
I've been following you on Facebook and here recently on Instagram, and I see you've been sharing for over 2 or 3 years now your prior wisdom and your deep understanding of the law of attraction and manifestation. And
Yes.
there are a lot of philosophers out there, but there's something about your message that really resonates with your followers. You get tons of comments, tons of people sharing your posts, tons of people in agreement with you. So what I wanted to find out is how did you come into your wave of manifestation? Or can you help us more deeply understand how we can come into that wave of manifestation?
So what happened for me was I kept putting a lot of my, which I didn't realize at the time, a lot of my power away to other people to do it for me, or to, you find someone who's like a teacher or an advisor to help you get to where you want to go. And then I would be disappointed in the outcome, disappointed in what they were doing. It didn't lead up to my expectation. And what I started to realize was that because I wasn't owning it, I wasn't taking it on for myself, I wasn't taking responsibility for how I was feeling during the process. And so about a few years ago, I was kind of at a point where like nothing was happening. Relationships weren't happening. It just, I felt very stagnant. And it's very funny. Someone suggested, well, why don't you read Neville Goddard and The Law and the Promise? That's how it first started. And when I read it, and I liked the idea of I am, I liked the idea that I was in control of my life. And I started to see that everything I planned out or everything that I was doing, whether good, bad, or whatever, I realized my thoughts created my experience about it. My wanting, if I wanted it and I was desperate, I created more desperation as opposed to just sitting in it and relaxing and going, it's all going to work out, So when I
So,
started to go ahead, sorry.
were you already a person that, so to speak, kind of like hippie go lucky? Were you already open to receiving that message at that point, or was it an extreme transition for you?
It was a con I would say it's a combination of both. Like I am a very positive person. And but I forgot, like I said, the thing that I forgot was I kept giving that happiness to other people, or that joy to other people, or that expectation on other people except for myself. And so that was the piece that I had to correct. I had to go, okay, so I'm happy go lucky and I'm great, as long as it's going my way. Now, how do I appreciate it when it's not going my way? How do I get in that gratitude when it's not happening? And that's when it's, and that's where the change comes in. And that was the piece I had to correct for myself, was to get okay with where I was, to get okay and stop comparing myself to the other people around me who I felt were doing better and getting it quicker, whatever it was.
Awesome. And that's powerful.
And I really had to love myself. I mean, that's what I went through about, I would say, almost a year and a half of really self-transformation in terms of like admiring myself and loving who I was and changing, you know, my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I started to see a lot of positive manifestation. And with that, a relaxation in my person, you know, like I still like now I'll notice I get stressed out, but it's almost like I'm a happy stressed out.
Okay.
Like the excitement is so great.
More of like it's so much to do while this is adventurous.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I'm learning how now to sit in that and kind of just enjoy the experience more. Like that's where I'm at now. Like my wedding was, you know, me and my husband and my daughter were like, how are we going to do this? Like, we just had a small wedding in Tennessee in March. Like, how are we going to do a second wedding and pull it all together and da da da? And we both looked at each other one day and said, it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Like, we're just going to keep planning and we're going to make it happen. And we're not going to worry about how and it looks or whatever. Like, we knew it was going to come together. And guess what? It was awesome.
I think that's the, you know, just kind of let life, you know, not, I know it's so mundane and cliche to, you know, everybody wants to go with the flow. And sometimes you do have to change the flow. But I think when you're going with the flow and the energy is flowing right, there's nothing wrong with that. And I love the fact that, you know, you're American, you know, royalty, you know, in our community. And, the fact that you're so real and low key and like just really doing life, that's awesome. Like that, I think that's the shining star, you know, like really, you know, that I think
it, you know what you just said, Erica, when you started at the beginning, like you said, you know, there's a lot of people who talk about this stuff, and you were saying how somehow you're seeing that I'm resonating with people. And I think it's exactly what you said. It's like, I'm not sharing what I'm not experiencing. Mm-hmm. I'm actually experiencing it. And that's why I'm then sharing it with you. Cause I'm like, oh, this works this way. Mm-hmm. As opposed to, I'm going to share it with you. And then I'm going to become really rich and famous off of sharing the stuff with you. And then I can talk about the rich and the famousness of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm, do you know what I mean? And that's what attracts you. It's like, no, I'm going through the process and sharing with you the entire, like my entire, everything I post, I'm experiencing. Everything I post, I woke up in the morning and was like, oh, yes, that's it.
Really?
You know?
Like the fact that, because at some point, I don't know whether it's something that we're taught or something, you know, we just kind of pick up from being in society. But at some point, we start to hide ourselves, especially in a heavily socially driven world where we, like you said, with the wedding planning, and you knew it was going to come together perfectly and you didn't care what it looked like to anybody. And I feel like we live in a world where people are starting to break away from that scene, and that's why I wanted to have this conversation with you to see how did you get to that thinking where, you know, someone that's, you know, I wouldn't necessarily say famous, but surely everyone knows your name, you know, I can imagine it can be hard to just go and do regular life and just, you know, go and give your credit card and someone see you or, you know, and everything that comes with that. So how do you get to that thinking where you don't care?
Well, because you know what? It's not about the stuff. Stuff isn't what makes you happy.
Right.
You know, it's not about the accumulation of more, 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 more. Because people, even with more, 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 then stress out.
Mm-hmm.
They stress out on how they're going to do it. They stress out on what their neighbor's going to think about the more that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And what I realize is it doesn't matter what you think. What matters is, am I content and happy?
Mm.
And if I'm content and happy and doing what I'm doing, then everything really does fall into place. Like I, you know, it's a combination of thinking. When I feel good about whatever it is, my thought is about something, the quicker it then starts to fold in and come into place for mm-hmm. me. And we spend a lot of time because of social media and because of the news and this and that, dwelling on what other people have. I mean, hello, there's a show called Keeping Up with the Kardashians. You know what I mean? Like we are focused, so socially focused in what our neighbor is doing mm-hmm. and how they got there. And then we want that. And that creates more of the wanting instead of the producing
wow.
of what we desire. And once I came to that, like, you know, I have joy for the people who have reached the level that at some point I know I'm going to reach. You know, I have joy in watching and seeing what they do. And I realize it's fearlessness. I realize in their thought pattern. When I think about when I was younger, I booked shows like clockwork when I was mm-hmm. younger. And I had to really think about, well, why did that happen? Like, what did I lose from then and now? And I had to come to the realization that I placed fear and judgment into wow. it instead of jumping off fearlessly mm-hmm. into whatever, knowing that's what is meant for me will always be. Mm. And that's a great mindset to be in.
It is. It know? Is. And like you said, it puts you in the mindset of remembering who you are, like you said, in the beginning. So being a creative, you know, you have your one woman monologue shows, you know, you're right for television, you're playwright, you know, then you have your memoir. How do you balance, how do you keep that to me, you know, as an introvert, right. That's the fine balance, you know, just me, you know, trying to be creative and share content, produce content and do everything else that I need to do. I need to find my balance. So, you know, being so, I want to say accessible, but being so visible to the public, how do you find right. your balance between, you know, your private creating space and what you're going to share with your followers?
You know, I don't live in Los Angeles. I don't live in New York. I live in, you know, Baltimore, Maryland.
Baltimore's popping.
Right?
Of course that you're there is popping, but Baltimore has a scene, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. But what I have is a home life. Right. What I have is stability. Mm-hmm. What I have is, you know, I have a great partnership with my husband. I have, you know, I'm watching my daughter flourish because of that. I feel secure where I'm at. So then when I step into this other world, mm-hmm. Which is very media and very centric mm-hmm. to, you know, what you look like, what you want, I take all this with me that I don't care. Mm-hmm. Like it's not about, it's really, I don't care what people's opinions are of me because everyone has them. What matters is what do I think of myself and my family? Like that comes first. And so here is where I get my focus. Here is where I get to feel centered and stable. And that allows me then to create what I want to. And when I feel out of sorts, I go back into that space of like, let me just surround myself with the two of them. Let me just kind of be here in the present, moment.
Right. Because it truly is a gift, right? If we get into that thinking, we really get into that train of thought, because those fleeting moments that we take for granted, someone is with their child wishing that they could have a moment like that. And that's where right. the real gold is in life. I look at it all the time, you know, it's like, I'm looking at myself changing diapers. It was like, no, you love this because someone is, they were right. doing this right now. So, right. And then the other thing I was going to mention is I feel like this is an interesting time with the shift of consciousness that's taking place. We see a lot happening with entrepreneurship and orators and things like that on social media, primarily Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You know, as we're talking, right. this is the summer of 2018. Today's date is July 25th.
So, I've been tracking you to be, a keynote speaker, like, up there with the greats, the Brian Tracys, the
Right.
Bob Proctors, the Lisa
Right.
Nichols. Is that not necessarily in a comparison or saying, pushing something on you that you're not necessarily open to, but would you start a page just for your manifestation?
You know, you just gave me a great idea, Erica. I never even thought about that. You just gave me a whole great idea.
Really,
Like, I guess the
I
prior
always
listing
like
system.
this is gold, like following you on social media, it really is gold, not just because of who you are and because of who you are, so to see you
You
sharing
know,
like
there's
this and you haven't hit the
wow,
big stage or even to me social media is the big stage, but it's not like you have millions, droves and droves of followers that is the disconnect, so.
You know, and part of look, like I said, I if for me all that road is meant to be, my thing is I just want to give the information out. I want people to have better lives. I want people to realize that, you know, honestly, you can create the life that you want and not to believe the stuff that we're shown every day that says contrary to that. That's the stuff that we have to condition our minds away from. And so, yeah, to give it freely and hope that the people who get it are the people who need it. And that one day, yes, will I be up there having these conversations in an audience of 500, 300 to 500 people? And yes, I do believe that's part of what will, you know, happen for me. It's why I create a lot of the work that I create, the TV series I'm creating. You know, it's hopefully going to open up these doors for things to manifest like that and to keep happening, where, you know, people want to listen more and are like, well, how did you do that? And I'm going to say, here's how I did it, you know.
Yeah, I think I personally because again with the whole entrepreneur movement, and I look at someone like Gary Vaynerchuk. Do you follow Gary V?
No.
Gary Vaynerchuk, he's all about making positivity louder, and he's really
Right.
pushing this whole digitalpreneur community, podcasters, Brave New World 10 years down the line in tech and how we can use it to benefit us as a community, bring us closer together versus all the things that we see in society, the negative effects of social media, so to speak. But there's no
Right.
female counterpart to a Gary V, coming with that manifestation piece, coming with that other piece that,
Right.
it's equally as up there, if you get what I'm saying, that without any classification or anything
Yes, I
like that,
do.
but name recognition does make a difference, So
It does. It helps.
yeah, so I would love to see you create a page, about manifesting and, putting up videos because I think this message is really important, not just for the generation that's coming after my generation. I'm only like 37,
Right.
but the generation is now, us that has to step in this gap and fill these shoes of our parents and grandparents, prime example, what's happening now. In the current climate of, politics and the current administration, we have a lot
Right.
of decisions to make,
Right. Yes.
People like you leading
You
that
know.
school of thought, getting more people, connected, through a community, through a genuine community is needed. And I would love to be a part of anything that would help,
Thank
push
you.
that out
Well
there.
then, you know. Well, you know, we're gonna do that
Well,
for you.
not a part of anything, but a part of the greatness that
Right?
will come.
Yeah.
So, right now, you're saying that you're working on a TV series. Is that something that you can tell us more
Yes.
about?
Yeah, I'm actually working on a TV series that's executive produced with Norman Lear and Will Gluck of the movie Annie and Peter Rabbit.
Okay.
And we are in Yeah. And so it's really exciting to watch, you know, the process of creation. At times it's, you know, I've had to learn a lot about letting go in terms of the internals of it, because that's not my responsibility. I'm not responsible for, you know, lawyers and contracts, and that's, you know, and to learn to trust that the process is the process and it's fine. Because I'm a mover. I'm like, I like things to happen quick and on the go. And so when it does, and then it slows down, you get a little like, and I'm realizing this is kind of part of what that beast is, and it has nothing to do with me. And so I get to relax into it. And just the fact that I worked really hard to get to this place of working with people that are on the level of any of everything I've wanted to create is a powerful place to be. And so I'm excited about what the series is going to be. It's based on my solo show, Fried Chicken and Latkes. And it's about, we're taking it from the perspective of me, of Rain in 1970s and 80s coming of age.
All right.
And, you know, a biracial child coming of age in the 70s. And so I think that's, you know, for now in the world, it's a nice provocative voice, and it's a nice affirmation to who we are as a culture and people. And hopefully this story will open people's eyes on different perspectives of, you know, bicultural lifestyle and growing up. And yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm here on your website, rainpryor.com, it's crazy. It's not crazy, but it's magnificent that you're even speaking this manifestation into place, because it looks like that you've done, and I know just from following you on Facebook that you've done this fried chicken and latkes. You started that, what, 3 or 4 years ago?
No, I started this 20 years
ago. 20 years ago, wow.
And it has changed 20 years ago.
Well, I guess I just got hit to it. I apologize on social media. So 20
years? No. It. You know what? I've been doing it for 20 years. It's changed over the years and keeps changing. And now it's now in this formation, which is exciting. Okay. But it goes to show you, when you believe in something, to keep it going.
So...
You know, I mean, if I told you, Erica, all the time, yes.
So you talk about, well, obviously your father is the great Richard Pryor, but I'm looking at your website. I didn't know your mother was an astronomer.
Yes. Yeah, she teaches UCLA, Mount Wilson Observatory. She's won awards from NASA. Yeah.
Awesome.
She's brilliant.
Awesome. So that makes the connection even that much stronger. Understand why people are drawn to you and why your message resonates the way that it does. Because I was really astonished that, you know, you didn't have millions of followers and didn't have a widely publicized page. I was blown away. I was like, wow.
Listen, Erica, here's something you need to know about me. One, I'm not going to buy followers. So if people want to follow me, they'll follow me. I'm not one of those, like, I've been told, well, you should da-da-da-da, and it'll look, you know, because, yes, it gives you the appearance that you have tons of people following you. I want people to follow me because they want
exactly. Not even so heavily. I just say followers because, you know, I'm in heavily into this digital age. But even the highly publicized, overly marketed, you're a real person. Like, I feel like I could go and have coffee with you at Starbucks. You know?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. And
that to me, that is the real gold. You know, that is the real treasure. That's the real gold. That's what makes you a real star.
Right. Thank you.
So how can people follow? The theater has a season, right? Are we in theater season?
You know what? Theater season's all year round. It depends on where you are. New York, Los Angeles, wherever. Yeah.
Okay. So it looks like you were running something back in February over at the Jewish Women's Theater. Is that,
yes.
Are you going to bring that back later in the fall? How can people follow and support?
You know what? They can, you know what? If you go, like I said, if you go to rainpryor.com and you can go to my Facebook page, if I have shows coming up, like really right now, my focus has been my television series, although I'm in negotiation with two theaters, one in Palm Springs and one in Seattle to bring my show there. But really my focus is on developing this content for, you know, a series. And yeah.
All right. And will you be sharing and documenting that process as you're building the series?
Oh yeah. As I'm allowed to. Yeah. I mean, I say allowed to because, you know, you have to be in this thing, you know, there's the big release. Like, you know, since last June, I knew the people who were involved and it didn't get announced, I think, until January, you know what I mean? So it's like, there's a process that it takes where they come out with their big announcement, you know? So as soon as they're like, go ahead and talk as much as you want about this subject, I'm going to.
Awesome.
You know,
awesome. Well, we would love, you know, to get the exclusive updates for our budding community.
Yes.
If there's anything again that we can do, you know, just push the send button. We're all over it.
Right. Listen.
So hashtag WCW we have with us today, Rain Pryor, the daughter of the comedic genius Richard Pryor. Obviously, she needs no introduction, and we're so humble and grateful that you took the time.
Likewise.
So do you want people to follow you on Twitter, Instagram,
yes.
or Facebook?
You know what? Follow me. Yes. Follow me, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Ask me questions about, you know, the art, the law of attraction, manifesting your life, you know, looking at reality in terms of the way that you want it to be and how to make it so. I'm willing to talk about it. It excites me and it ignites me, and that's how we change. That's how we grow. So yeah, follow, do what you
all
do.
Right. So you know, Rain, here we're part of the hip hop culture, yes.
Hey, yeah.
And you know, so we always, you know, have to drop, you know, the hip hop question. So right now, what's your favorite sneaker?
My favorite sneaker. That's awesome. Wow, sneaker? I would say Nike.
Anything Nike? Nike running, Nike hiking.
Nike.
Okay. Running. And what's your favorite, you know, podcast stream? Are you streaming, podcasting, TV show, Netflix? How is it getting
around? I am a Netflix girl. Luke Cage, Jessica Jones,
okay.
Like Marvel Universe. Yeah.
Oh, Marvel Universe. Okay. And what, you know, as far as for the culture, what quote would you leave us with?
What quote would I say that one more time?
Either original quote from yourself or something you've read, you know, to inspire or motivate, you know, hip hop culture, you know, hip hop entrepreneurs.
Right. Speak your truth and the rest will follow.
Speak your truth and the rest will follow. Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds like
And it's a combination of mine and En Vogue.
En Vogue. Vogue.
You remember?
I feel like this is trends into house music now.
Right? Exactly.
All right, Ray, I won't take up too much more of your time. I know.
No,
you've been so gracious, you know, with extending part of your morning and sharing part of your manifestation journey. And we, you know, we'll be looking to see more about the TV series. What's the name of it?
Great. Fried Chicken and Lobster.
That's going to be the TV series now in form. And this is from your 20-year show that you've done over theater and in different states.
Yep.
You know, different stage theaters between Los Angeles and New York. So now we'll be looking forward in the television form. Is it going to be in TV form? Is it going to be streaming?
No, this is television, and it will be, right now, we just, it's funny, it was supposed to be Netflix or HBO because they were already interested, and now there's interest from network. So we'll see now. Okay. So it's exciting.
Yeah, so we're definitely going to be all over that, following that with the Digital Digest. Once again, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Erica.
You're welcome. Thank you. I'm so humble. You just don't even understand. I used to watch you as a kid on Head of the Class, like...
I thought
you were my friend. You just don't even understand. Every night at 9 o'clock, so to actually sit here and speak to you, because in my heart back then I knew one day that I was going to talk to you, because in my mind you were my friend, and that's why I, you know, developed this whole ace and, you know, scholarly, like I turned into that girl from Head of the Class. So this is the full circle moment for me. Thank you so much for joining us today, Rain.
Thank you. Have a good, great day.
All right, you too. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Until next time, peace.